Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 1-6, and the last Mishnah that is discussing the topic of gaining atonement for exposing Tumah to the Mikdash and Kedoshav and the Kachim. So, up to now we've been discussing what happens if a person acts bishgaga, meaning inadvertently. He forgot, he didn't know. What happens if Va'al Zdon, Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav? What about if a person acted with intentionality? He willfully entered the base of Mikdash or ate kachim, knowing full well that he was tamei and he shouldn't do it. So then how will he gain kapara? Says the Mishnah, Seir hana'ase bifnim v'yom kippur mechaprim. He gets, there's a two-step process. On Yom Kippur, there is that seir, that goat, that's Lashem goat, the goat that's Hashem, as opposed to its counterpart, the goat Lazazel, that's offered on the inside, in the Mizbeach HaZahav, and the sprinkling on the floor and in front of the Kaparis. And that is what gains atonement if one acts willfully. That plus Yom Kippurim, meaning again, you need to, Yom Kippur, of course, is the only day that could happen, but again, you need to subscribe to Yom Kippur as being effective in cleansing, and you have to do tshuva. Okay, tshuva is an essential ingredient as well for Yom Kippur to be effective. But if you have Yom Kippur with your tshuva, and you have the Lashem inner chatas brought, that will atone for intentional violation of eating kachim instead of tumah, or going to the base of Mikdash. Now, so that really means that everyone agrees to this sentence. So that would mean, like, say, for example, according to Yehuda and Halacha, that Seir Hanase Bifnim does two separate functions, okay? The second function is atoning, like we said before, for willful violation. The first function is when a person, according to Yehuda, is, Yesh Ba Yadiyah Batachila V'lo Basof, that a person knew he was Tameh, but then he forgot, and he really never remembered. So he ended up going to the base of Mikdash, but he was really sort of remiss, right? He was really negligent in paying attention to the situation. He knew he shouldn't go, and he did anyways, but he forgot all about it, and he never remembered. Same goes if he ate kachem and never remembered. Okay, so that is the dual role of that korban, and the fact that it's two separate roles is from the pasuk itself, because the pasuk says that v'chiper al hakodesh metumos b'nei Yisrael. First of all, it atones for regarding kachem, Kodesh, holy things that are become tamei from Yisrael. That would be the going to the base of Mikdash, reading the kachem. And it says u pishehem l'chol chatosam, and also for their pesha. Pesh pishehem, pesha is willful sinning. So zadon and pesha go together. So the point is that it atones for two things, not just for tumah, but also for pesha, intentionally conveying tumah. And so both of those are atoned for with the chatas panimi. So now let me sum up. The halach will be like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that the seer panimi shel yom kippurim, the lashem goat that's offered on the inner, inside the heichal there, and that has two functions. Like we said, it's first of all to atone for yesh ba yadiyah betchila v'lo b'sof, a person who would then forgot and have remembered, and also for intentionally going to the base of Mikdash or eating kachem when you knew full you shouldn't. That's what the Seir Pnimi does, but you also need Yom Kippur as well, and Tshuva as appropriate, if you could do Tshuva because you know about it. Then you have the Musaf goat that's brought on the outside on Yom Kippur. So that will come to atone for where a person didn't know he was Tameh when he ate or into the base of English, but then Yesh B'Yadiyah B'Sof, he learns afterward that he was Tameh, so he needs that outer Seir, outer goat. And then, according to Yehuda and Halacha, the Seir of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, as well as for the Regalim, do the same thing essentially. They come to atone for someone who didn't know that he was Tameh at all, neither at the beginning nor at the end. He just was. So he's atoned for that on Yom Kippur, on the Regalim, as well as on Rosh Chodesh. And according to Behuda, there's no special Korban Musaf that's coming to atone for someone who is Tahor, who eats Tameh things. Okay, now the Mishnah will go to discuss not just that, but really, how does one get atonement for all the world of things a person does wrong? He needs to get, it's sort of axiomatic that a person has the opportunity to start a clean slate once in a while on an annual basis, and that's done through Yom Kippur. So what is the korban, what is the offering, what is the event, the procedure that will effect that cleansing, that kapara? So says the Mishnah, Val shar aveira shebatorah, everything else, hakalos v'chamuros, whether you're talking a lesser aveira or a more severe aveira, and the Mishnah will define that in a moment, hazdonos v'shkagos, whether a person acted willfully or by accident, hoda v'lo hoda, whether he knew at the time Yom Kippur came around, or he hadn't yet known about a sin at the time Yom Kippur came around. Now, the Mishnah has a sort of parenthetical comment defining what are the kalos. Those are asa v'lo sasa, generic mitzvahs that you should or shouldn't do. And the chamuros are understood to be the kresos umisos bezin, the penalties that are carried within the penalty of kares, divine excision, premature death, no children, and misos bezin, those that, you know, the death penalty at the hands of the earthly court, those are the zdonos. So how does one get atonement for all those things? Says the Mishnah, sa'ir mishtaleach mechaper, the goat that is sent out, meaning the goat la'azazel, that's thrown off that cliff there, that is what effects the atonement along with in conjunction with the Yom Kippur itself. Now, a couple points. Number one, the Mishnah means that there's a korban to atone for all these things if one doesn't have a specific korban he has to bring. But if a person did an avera for which he has to bring a chatas or has to bring an asham, so then the seer mishlech doesn't help him. Instead, there's a parallel pathway. The pathway is, if you do something that makes you liable for a chatas, you have to bring the chatas to get atonement, and same goes, you have to bring an asham, you have to bring the asham to get atonement. And the truth is also, if a person is had edim, you know, he had a chiyuv for misas bezden, right, he had edim and hasra, and he violated the Torah in that way, again, to get kapara, he'll need to have actually misa, yeah, execution. Okay, but when one doesn't have a specific other act to do, then the seer mishlech will do it for him. Now, a question everyone wants to know is, wait a second, do you have to have tshuva also or not? So, a careful reading of this Mishnah will reveal that this Tana, who turns out to be Rebbe, as in reading Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, held that no tshuva is required. And the proof that he holds that from our Mishnah is that we're talking about also mitzvahs aseh. Now, a mitzvahs aseh, the din is, if one does tshuva, so then ein zazam koma, he doesn't move from that place without being fully atoned for. So you just need tshuva. That's all you need for a mitzvahs aseh, meaning if you fail to shake a lulav on Sukkos, and then you realize that was bad, you do tshuva on it, so then, okay, you do tshuva, and you're a new person, and you're atoned for. So the fact that the Mishnah here is saying that the seer mishlech atones for mitzvahs aseh means a person didn't do tshuva yet. So that would suggest then that, according to the Tana here, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, one doesn't need to do tshuva for the seer mishlech to be effective. The Chacham, however, disagree with that. Not here in our Mishnah, but elsewhere, Chacham disagree, and they say no. For the seer mishlech to be effective, a person also has to do tshuva as well. So it's two things: tshuva and seer mishlech, and that's what the Yom Kippur is mechaper on. And as the Rambam famously quotes, nowadays we don't have a seer mishlech, of course. So all we really have is tshuva to do a partial expiation, cleansing of sin. That also should underscore the importance and the urgency, if you will, for our desire to get the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, because just for our own selfish purposes, ignoring the issues of Kvod Shemayim, Chil Hashem, etc., without a Beis HaMikdash, we can't get fully atoned for what we've done wrong, and therefore with the advent of the Beis HaMikdash, B'mehirah Bimeinu, we will have a mechanism by which we actually can be cleansed entirely from our sins and have a truly clean slate to start again, Be'ez Hashem, very soon.